Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perig Yud, Mishnah Beis, Shlosha Malachim, three kings, Varboad Yoytis, and four common people. Ein lem chelik li olam haba. They don't have a chelik li olam haba. Now, there may be many others. The point over here is, says the Batanura, even though these were Gedoylim and Chachamim, they still lost their chelik li olam haba. Shlosha Malachim, the three kings were Yeravim, Achav, Umenasha. Yeravim ben Avat was a Chacham Godel B'Toyra, a Gibor Chayil during the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Chazal see unbelievable things about how much Yeravim knew. What a great Talmud Chacham he was. When Shlomo HaMelech passed away, his son Rechavim took over. Many of the Shvatim, especially those that lived far away from the Beis HaMikdash, came to Rechavim and said, please lower the taxes. Most of the taxes go for the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and we live in remote places. Rechavim had two sets of friends. Older friends were probably still part of Shlomo HaMelech's advisors, and his young, you know, friends. When you're young, sometimes you're very, you're bren, you're like, all kinds of shitas, we're going to fix the world. His older friend said, you're a new king. You're not your father. Your father had an amazing trust amongst the people. You have to build up a trust, show them you care for them, lower their taxes. His younger friend said, no, you put your foot down, you show them you're a boss, no one's going to tell you what to do. Unfortunately, he listened to his younger friends. My father's Chanavach used to share this with me all the time as I was growing up. Be careful who your friends are. The Gemara says, Stiras Zekenim Binyan. The older people, when they tell you, take something apart, give in, be mevater, binyan, that's building. Binyan Arim, the young ones who are all hot-minded. Let's build, let's go, let's tell people we're boss. Stira, that's really taking apart. So what happened was, 10 of the 12 Shvatim got so angry that they broke off. They went to Yeravim, and they said, Yeravim, please become our king. So now Rechavim was king on Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin. He was called the king of Yehuda. He was in Yerushalayim, and Yeravim, his kingdom was outside of Yerushalayim. Now Yeravim had a problem. When they came to be Oyle Regel, only Rechavim was allowed to sit. Because Ein Yeshiva Be'azara El Lamalchei Beis David Bulvad. And Yeravim, who until now, he was the one that was screaming that maybe Shlomo HaMelech is not firm enough for us. All of a sudden now, when it came to his own Kavod and his own Malchus, he went mad. And he wound up making two Egle Zohav, two golden calves. There should come a Shech Karbonis there. And he said, anyone that goes up to Yerushalayim to be Oyle Regel is going to be Chayiv Misa. And he set up police to block people from going to be Oyle Regel. And Yeravim became the symbol of a Choyte Umachti Yeserabim. Not only did he sin, but he caused others to sin. And he was king for 22 years. You know what the Gemara says? That Hashem gave Yeravim an opportunity to do tshuva like maybe no one ever had before. Hashem grabbed him, whatever that means, and said, do tshuva. And if you do tshuva, ani, I, the ata and you, uben yishai, yitayel began Eden. Imagine, Hashem gave this offer to Yeravim. Tavse bebigdai and said, chazarbach to tshuva, me and you and Ben Yishai, meaning David, will walk together in Gan Eden. You know what Yeravim answered? Who's going to walk first? Me or Ben Yishai? And Hashem said, Ben Yishai Berosh. Ben Yishai will go first. No! Then he didn't accept the offer of doing tshuva. Can you imagine? And for that he lost his Olam Haba. The second king is Achav. He was the seventh of the kings of Yisrael, because now the Malchus divided between Yehuda, these are the children of David HaMelech, they were the kings, and again, only over Yehuda and Binyamin, and the other 10 Shvatim were considered Malchus Yisrael. Achav built a bama for the Avodah Zarah called Baal, and he wrote on the doors of Shomron, the shahr of the city and the houses, Achav kofer b'lekei Yisrael, and therefore he has no chelik li'olam haba. But I want to tell you an interesting thing, and the Chafetz Chaim brings this several times in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. the soldiers of David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech is the greatest source of our Emunah. Exactly the opposite of Achav. The soldiers of David HaMelech sometimes went to war, and many fell, or some of them fell. The soldiers of Achav came back from war in one piece. How could that be if Achav was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah and David is the great David? You know what the Gemara says? Because amongst the soldiers of David HaMelech there was Lashon Hara, and therefore they were not protected. And amongst the soldiers of Achav, as bad as Achav was, they never spoke any Lashon Hara one on another, and therefore there was a Shemira for them. Okay, the third king is Menasheh. Menasheh was the son of Chizkiyoy HaMelech. He was the 14th of the kings of Yehuda. Chizkiyoy HaMelech, his father, was a great tzaddik. As a matter of fact, Chazal say he was almost Mashiach. Yeshayah HaNavi came to him and said, "You're soon going to die." He said, "What did I do wrong?" He told him, "You didn't get married. You were mevatel of the first mitzvah in the Torah of Pru Revu, of getting married and having children." And Chizkiyoy HaMelech answered, "That's because I saw with my Ruach HaKodesh that I'm going to have a son who will be a Rasha." And Yeshaya said, "Why are you mixing into Hashem's business? Ruach HaKodesh is not a reason not to do mitzvahs. You do your mitzvah and let Hashem take care of the world." So Chizkiyahu HaMelech said to Yeshayahu, "Give me your daughter. Perhaps your schus and my schus will help." "What?" said the Navi. "You want me to give you your daughter? I just told you you're going to die. I told you in Nevuah you're going to die." Then Chizkiyahu said to him, "Ben Amitz," he referred to the Navi, "the son of Amitz, Kali Nevuyascha Atzei, finish your Nevuah and leave. Fine, you said your Nevuah, you did your job. But I'm telling you, Kach Mekabalani Mi Beis Avi Abba, this is what I was Mekabal from my father's father, meaning David HaMelech. Afilu Cherev Chodem Menechis Al Tzavrai Shal Adam, even if a sharp sword lies on the neck of a person, one should never give up of Rachmim." And he turned to the wall and started to daven. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech was given many, many extra years to his life. But Menasheh, although Chizkiyahu HaMelech did everything within his power to try to be Mechanechim, was still a big Ovid of Avodah Zarah. He built Mizbeches for the Avodah Zarah in the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. There is an opinion in the Gemara that disagrees with our Mishnah and says that at the end Menasheh did do tshuva. As a matter of fact, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos that Rav Ashi, you know, Ravina and Rav Ashi, they were the Amiroim that put together Shas. Rav Ashi told his Talmidim, "Tomorrow we're going to learn about our friend Menasheh." And guess who came to him in a dream that night? King Menasheh, and said, "Really? That's how you refer to me? Our friend?" And he asked Rav Ashi a shaila about where to make the hamotzi from on a piece of bread, which part of the bread to cut. And Rav Ashi couldn't answer him. Menasheh had to explain it to him. So Rav Ashi said to him, "So what do you mean you put Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash? Why did you do those things?" And Menasheh said to Rav Ashi, "Had you lived in my times, if you would have had the Yetzirah that I had, you would have lifted your cloak to run to the Avodah Zarah. You can't judge me." Wait a second. So why then should he lose his chelik li'olam haba? So the answer is Taka Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says Menasheh yesh lo chelik li'olam haba, that he did do tshuva. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, this is when he was captured through the king of Asher, and he was tied in chains, and he started to daven. Vayispal leilav, he davened to Hashem, vayayasalei, and Hashem answered his tefillos. Vayishmat chinosai, Hashem heard his like inner cry. Vayishuveu Yerushalayim lemalchusai, and he was returned to Yerushalayim to his malchus. And at that point, Menasheh knew that there's only one Rabbani Shalom on the world. Amru Loisa, the Chachamim, said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Listen to the Pasuk, Vayishmat Chinasa, Yashem Taker heard his tefillah, and as a result, Vayishveyu Yerushalayim l'malchusai, Hashem returned him to his malchus." That means l'malchusai heshivai, Hashem returned him to become king again in Yerushalayim, but v'loy l'chayi oylam haba heshivai, Hashem did not return him to chayi oylam haba. But l'maisa, the Gemara tells us, anyone who says that Menasheh does not have a chelik le'olam haba is weakening the hands of Bali Tshuva, because he's the symbol of Tshuva, that you can do the worst thing in the world and still do Tshuva. What could be worse than putting Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a machteres berakiyah, like a tunnel, a special tunnel to be mekabelim b'tshuva and to protect him from the Midas HaDin. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Abba had Yaitis, there were four common people that had no chelik li'olam haba. One is Bilam. He was one of the three advisors to Paro. He said, Hava Neschakma, come, we got to do something with these Jews. When he tried to curse Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and it didn't work, he gave the Eitzah how to get Klal Yisrael to sin, and therefore they should be punished. So Bilam loses his Chelek Li'olam Haba. Even though Hashem made him a Navi. Had he been good, can you imagine what he could have been Zaycha to? The second person is V'doyeg. This is Doyeg Ho'adoymi. He was an Av Bezen, in the Bezen of Shaul HaMelech. When David ran away from Shaul, David came to Noiv, Ira Kehanim. Achimelech gave him food. He actually gave him from the Lechem upon him, because it was Sakonis Nefashis. He also gave him the sword of Goliath. Doeg was there, and he went and said Lashon Hara to Shaul HaMelech that the Kehanim of Noiv helped David run away. And Shaul gave a command to Doeg that he should kill the 85 Kehanim that were in Noiv, together with Achimelech. The Achitofel. Achitofel at first was from the advisors of David HaMelech. When Avshalom rebelled against David, Avshalom was David's son, he joined the rebellion. The Gehazi. Gehazi was a Talmud and the Meshamish of Elisha Navi, but he was sent away because Naaman, who was the general of Melech Aram, came before Elisha to be healed from his tziras. And Elisha healed him. He told him to immerse himself in the river, and he healed him. Naaman wanted to give Elisha many gifts, but Elisha said, no, I'm not taking. Gehazi saw those gifts. What he did was he ran after Naaman. He said, no, Elisha changed his mind. He wants those gifts. When he returned to Elisha, Elisha punished Gehazi for that. And he told him the tziras of Naaman should go on him. Elisha was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and Gehazi was Mechal Shem Shemayim. So once again, in our Mishnah we learned that there were three kings and four had yoytis that have no chelik li'olam. How about the three kings? Are Yeravim, Achav, and Menashe? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about Menashe saying that he did tshuva. The four regulars are Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. The reason we're picking these four is to explain that each one, in their own way, could have been so great, a Navi, members of the Sanhedrin, and Av Bezdin, being Meshamish Neviim, and yet, the Yetzirah got the best of them, and they lost their opportunity.